Welcome to the Integration Podcast, your guide to enterprise integration.
So this is a pretty big day. I'm doing two things at the same day, which probably isn't ideal from a marketing perspective, but let's see. Obviously, this is the podcast that's being launched today, and you will probably see that. And some of the other episodes will also be here. And then the other thing is obviously ERT, my test tool version 2. And I wanted to share a few of the insights that I will be delivering in this release. So there's some changes that are going on, and I wanted to share a little about why we're doing this, because obviously it's has been a pretty big journey. So I think we've been planning it for like 3 months, and we have spent 2 months of development time with 3 developers on. So it's been a little costly trying to do this. So obviously there's some should be some good reasons to do it, because we could probably have added a lot more features to our existing solution in the old format, but it would have some challenges, and that's the reason why we want to move. We have a testing solution that tests API systems. That's the whole purpose of integration regression tool, ERT. And what I wanted to so we had some challenges with having to run this on multiple different customers. So it prove up that if you run these things, then there's just going to be too many problems. So we were running on PI 731 and 74 and 75. It's obviously just 2 versions, but there were some differences between these. They're running different Javas, and some of the libraries that we're using were functioning differently, and it was giving us some challenges. Some of our Spring dependencies required Java 8, and then suddenly we ended up on Java 8. So, and without being able to support 7.31, because that's Java 6. So that was one thing. Java versions, PI databases, we're using the OpenSQL database. So we had envisioned that it would be kind of identical, or we would just be able to deploy it and then we could run it on multiple different systems without too much customization or anything like that. But it seemed like it worked pretty well, but there was some databases that worked a little differently. And we also had a lot of problems with our mappings between the data and the built-in data object structure. So that was another reason we want to do a rewrite. And then clustering. So when you deployed it, if your test system where ERT was installed was a clustering, we obviously had to support clustering. And clustering is good because it can give you a lot of extra performance and stuff like that, but it just adds a level of complexity that makes it pretty difficult running and ensuring that it works as you want it to. So that's why we had to go back and figure out, so how can we make this simpler and leaner and give you the ability to run this more smoothly. Then we also had a wish that we were able to test SAP cloud integration. So we do have right now the option of testing some of these things, and we can see, okay, it would fit into our system, but we need to rewrite a lot of things to make it work. So with that, we would also be able to do it. And then we also had an issue, or we also wanted to be able to have a cloud version of this running that customer could just install or could access and then start testing. And that would obviously also require a bit of a rewrite and enable multi-organizations in this database. So that was kind of a lot of things that we were able to achieve with this. And also one of the things we were able to achieve, much simpler deployment option. So right now you just install a small SCA file on your PI systems, and it's the same in all landscapes. Then you have to add a user, and then you can actually just download a file, install it on your local PC, and then you can start testing. So a lot of the user administration stuff like that is a lot simpler. Obviously, you need access to deploy and user administration for you to do this, unless you obviously get people involved. But thrilled. We're able to download and just run it on your local PC. So we're using a built-in Tomcat that just enables you to run it with built-in databases and everything like that. So that's pretty smooth. And then we also are now able to deliver a free version and a single user version. So there's a lot of capabilities that we're able to squeeze into that. And then so we can actually deliver customers being able to test for an unlimited period of time. Not unlimited tests, and there were obviously some limitations on it. And I do hope that you see the tool and figure out, so maybe we want to go for a bigger version of the test tool and enable multiple users or whatever you believe is relevant for you. Well, let's see how people react to it. That's probably the best way. And obviously, I hope a lot of people would take me up on testing this. And then hopefully we'll also get a lot of people that say, okay, this is pretty cool. I can do this. I want to upgrade to the next level, because obviously you're getting a lot more functionalities and features in the bigger versions that will enable you to do all the things that you believe is relevant in an enterprise setting. That was a little about the thoughts about why we're doing this, why the version now looks this way. So I hope you like the new version. Want to check it out? You can go to figaf.com/IRT, and there you can download it, try it out, and upgrade to one of the other versions, get a license key and stuff like that. And then obviously, I do hope you appreciate the webinar or the podcast, and you'll share it with your colleagues, because I think that's the only way I'm able to get this out. So leave a comment in iTunes or wherever you're listening to this. I really appreciate all the feedback and responses that I'm getting on this, and share it on some of these different sites that you frequent. So thanks for listening. Bye.